and you are listening to the Texas Standard. You may remember a few months back here on the Standard, we told you about a school speech pathologist in Pflugerville whose contract was terminated because she wouldn't sign a pledge that she wouldn't boycott Israel. Officials claim failure to do so would violate a state law passed in 2017 that makes it illegal for Texas government entities to contract with companies that boycott Israel. Well, the latest entity to run afoul of the state's anti-Israel boycott law appears to be a certain short-term rental service you may have heard of, Airbnb. To help explain, we turn now to Rocky Rhodes. He's professor of law at South Texas College of Law in Houston. Professor, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Wonderful to be here, David.
I want to ask about what Airbnb did that might have run afoul of Texas law here.
Well, back in November, Airbnb announced that it was no longer going to do listings in Jewish-occupied areas of the West Bank of Israel. And Texas has taken that as violating its law by boycotting an aspect or a part of Israel, and so therefore they are in violation of this law.
Boy, this does test a lot of the edges of this law, does it not? I mean, technically speaking, is the West Bank as an occupied settlement a part of Israel, and is what Airbnb doing, does that constitute a boycott? What exactly does the law prohibit?
Well, the law prohibits, and it's pretty broad in its language, because it does prohibit boycotts or refusals to do business in Israel or any part thereof. So technically, the law could apply here if you do, say, an aggressive interpretation of it. Now, in Airbnb's defense so far, right now, those listings are still on their site. It's just that they've announced that they're going to remove them, even though they haven't done it yet.
Now, that's fascinating, too, because if you say that you're going to do something,
right,
but you haven't yet done it, have you, in fact, broken the law?
And that's going to be an interesting question, which, of course, the announcement that they're going to do it should be a wholly protected speech. It's only when they actually do it that you can maybe cross that line where they might not have the same expressive protection. And only then could you say that they really have violated the law, because the law isn't supposed to prevent you from advocating for a boycott.
Mm-hmm.
It's just supposed to prevent you from actually doing a boycott.
So who makes the determination about who is or who is not complying with the law? I mean, before this goes to court, that is.
Right. It's the Texas Comptroller, so Glenn Hagar is going to be making that determination. The company now has 90 days to respond to try to establish that we're not really violating the law. Of course, if he still decides that they are violating the law, they can challenge that in suit. Now, the other thing about this is I'm not sure, though, how much the repercussions really affect Airbnb, because the law essentially does two things. One, it says that the state won't contract with you. Well, I'm not sure how many contracts the state of Texas is doing with Airbnb with respect to official state travel. The second aspect of the law is that the state's going to withdraw any investments in pension funds or other investments of the state from your public company.
Oh.
But Airbnb is not a public company.
Well,
it's privately held. So that's not going to impact them much either. So I think Airbnb is probably trying to do this as a decision, a business decision predominantly, based on the fact that I'm sure they're getting a lot of pressure from people who use their services to withdraw some of those services from at least the disputed areas
yeah.
of Israel.
Well, I mentioned that teacher in Pflugerville who refused to sign this this waiver that said, you know, she wouldn't oppose any boycott of Israel. How does this differ from her situation as you see it?
I think she has a stronger free speech claim, because in her circumstances, she was being requested to say that in a personal capacity, she would not boycott Israel, when that had nothing to do with the services she was providing to the state of
mm-hmm.
Texas. And that's more clearly an aspect of her own personal opinions. It would be different, for instance, if she had refused to teach somebody who was from Israel because of her perspective. But to try to control somebody's personal expressions outside of the scope of the services that they're providing is, to me, an important free speech issue.
It's going to be interesting to see how both situations are ultimately resolved. Charles Rocky Rhodes is going to be watching this as professor of law at South Texas College of Law. Professor, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.